Welcome to Allowed's 7th Unplug Night podcast, brought to you by Allowed.com, for those who want it louder. Once again, with our good friends at the Embassy Club offering the venue, the musical instruments supplied by the fabulous people at Gibson, and the celebrated PV making it all sound so good, our amazing series of concerts continue. April's event proved just as exciting and rowdy as last month, but with a bit of country edge. We hosted the outspoken up-and-comers The New York Fund, the little bit country, little bit rock and roll Ollie and Clive, the rambunctious Bluebird Kid Clark, and the sweetheart solo artist Becky Higg. So let's get started. We were lucky enough to catch Becky Higg's first ever London gig, and she blew the audience away with her soulful music and deeply personal lyrics. She opened our night by singing four expressive and exceptional songs, and Allowed editor James Hickey sat down with Becky to discuss the type of music she likes to write.
I don't know, I guess I often feel like it's quite an understated thing that I do, because it's just me and my guitar. There's also just a kind of lightness about it as well, do you know what I mean? So I guess a warmth, heartfelt.
Here's Becky Higg with her song, All the Way to Yellow.
Like so dark, we're falling down so far. I'm dead, wake up, get up, love shines a light, white. Ooh, all things made new, shiny, sparkly, clean, green. Whisper, it's gonna be okay, you say. How much you like it when I see you bring a spring into my step.
Second on, we were lucky to get the eccentric group Ollie and Clive. This ensemble act brought an unusual and curious assortment of musical instruments, including the ukulele, the shaker, and one member even played a few songs with a saw. Ollie and Clive invited a sizable pack to support them at the Embassy Club, and their fans couldn't get enough, and even booed our editor James Hickey when he announced the end of their set. James gave in and let the crowd have what they begged for, and let the band play for one more boisterous tune. Earlier in the evening, James sat down with a few members of the band to discuss what we should expect from this outlandish and idiosyncratic group.
Live is a bit sort of ramshackled, lots of instruments. I don't think it has a particular sound, does it?
No, I've labelled it folk and roll.
Folk and roll, yeah.
Folk and roll,
yeah.
Nice.
I thought it was county
music. Oh, no, county music, no.
County music?
Yeah, not like country, but you know.
That sounds like Hunter Wellies. And...
Yeah, we're like Hunter Wellies.
We're like Hunter Wellies.
Here's Ollie and Clive's lively track, Plasters.
And if you've been, oh, here I've been. And if you've seen the things I've seen, the tea that's a hole, patch it up with plasters, and you might just end up feeling better wrong.
Having been described as brilliant and one of the most distinctive sounds to come out of Manchester, Bluebird Kid Clark stormed our stage with passion and eagerness to show us what they could do. Sean, Rob, Dave and Tim combined guitars, keyboards and drums to create a distinctive melody that grabbed the crowd's attention. With inspiration from the 60s, Bluebird Kid Clark has found their own noise and is set to be something big soon. The four guys spoke to James about how they got together.
Yeah, well, me and Dave are brothers, so we've kind of grown up playing music together. And I used to play with Sean, the bass player. We used to play together in another band, and Dave and Tim played together in another band, and then we took the best of both those bands and put them into this one, Bluebird Kid Clark, to make a local supergroup.
Here's Bluebird Kid Clark with their song, Stuck in a Feeling.
This rickety relationship,
finishing out the evening was the New York Fund. With all the ingredients to be a hit country rock band, they are now here to fill a much-needed niche in the UK music scene. Joseph McAdam rocked the crowd and got everyone dancing and bouncing to the spellbinding and charismatic songs like Guns of Camden and Oh My Sweet. Those songs are destined to be played on the radio in the future. But until that time comes, the New York Fund packs as much excitement into their gigs as they can to increase their ever-growing fan base. Listen in on the conversation James Hickey had with the foursome.
So what can people expect from your live appearances?
At the moment, when we do live stuff, we generally just get on stage and just blast out really great sort of country rock tunes or rock and roll songs for like half an hour and just make sure everybody has a good time.
I think generally a lot of swearing, yeah. To be expected, yeah. Tons of swearing.
Okay.
And
from you?
From me.
No, from him, yeah.
Here's the New York Fund with their track, Nobody Home.
Oh baby, where did you go? Headlights went off and I ain't nobody home. Where did you go? Hey baby, we got so close. Come on back now.
And so ends another successful Allowed Unplugged evening. Next month, we're mixing it up and changing venues, so log on to www.allowed.com to find out about our first ever Allowed Unplugged night at the Barfly. Allowed, for when you want it louder.